Blog Talk Radio.
About what is happening. I'm going to first take a big commercial break because
because we have to break and thank some of our sponsors, of course, find out what is happening with our sponsors, and we'll come right back. We'll be right back after this commercial break. If you just hold
Would
on
you
one
like
second.
To know the true value of your home? Are you going through a divorce or probate and deciding what to do with your home? If the answer is yes, call Sunidria Potter, a certified appraiser with 14 years of experience. 678-508-0863. That's 678-508-0863. Or visit realappraising.com. Realappraising.com. Real appraisals, real fast.
Hi, ladies and gents, this is Cairo Queen from Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson. We're on every single Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, if you want to tune in to us, you want to call us, you want to be a sponsor, reach out to me. You can email me at cairoqueen at gmail.com. That's cairoqueen at gmail.com. Yes, I know. Okay, well, maybe, you know, you may not want to just be on air. You may want to be a sponsor, and you may want to have your own segment in the show. That's a possibility. All you got to do is become a sponsor, and you can join a part of our show. You can even have a commercial done for you. Now, all you have to do to make that happen is contact me directly at 707-500-0198. That number again is 707-500-0198. And it's Cairo Queen. Cairo like Egypt, Queen like Elizabeth. Contact me. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And see you on Tuesday. Bye now.
Are you tired of renting and throwing your money into an endless pit? Well, stop and let your favorite realtors guide you to home ownership. Our team will educate you and walk with you every step of the way. Your favorite realtors. Let us take the stress out of the home buying process and find you the perfect home. Call your favorite realtor at 404-246-3841 or visit them at www.yourfavoriterealtor.info.
Okay, and we're back. This is Cairo Queen. Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology. We make technology palatable for everyday people. I am excited and overjoyed today to have some in-house guests. We're in the studio now. We have some, outstanding guests that I want to introduce you to. But, of course, first, if you want to call in, your number to call in is 347-633-9769. That number again for you to call in is 347-633-9769. You have to, you absolutely must, please press the number 1. If you don't, you will not be speaking on air. You'll be listening to us on your phone. So we appreciate your support. We want to have your feedback. If you are a fan or if you have a comment or question, please call in. Right now, I would love to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, some people who I just completely adore. They are tech icons and leaders, thought leaders, and really high-level professionals in the technology space. They are doing some amazing and fantastic things that I think the world should know about, so I'm always talking about them. I think I've spent like a whole year and a half talking about them. I would like to bring to the microphone two people who I just think are fantastic. Of course, we are interviewing Mr. Roy C. Harrison today, who is now the author of Living Life Without Fear. So fear being false evidence appearing real. This is something I say probably every week now. False evidence appearing real. We are really excited to have somebody who has not only conquered the demon, but can tell you how to do it too. And he's a tech mogul, along with his lovely wife. And they're having this fabulous Valentine's vacation, so who better to have on Valentine's Day than the two of these wonderful people. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Roy C. Harrison and Jamila Monet. Woo-hoo! Thanks,
hello,
guys, for joining us.
Hello, guys. What's going on?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, yes, yes.
We are pumped and excited.
Yes, we are. Thank you for having us on the show. We're happy to be here.
Definitely. Always a pleasure.
You know, you are always welcome, and we're always excited. Today, this is a special visit because, of course, Mr. Roy, you have now launched this fantastic book. And we want to know as much as we possibly can. So just the rundown, of course, you are this tech mogul now, multiple
you're so,
tech.
You're so polite.
You are.
The term tech mogul.
You are.
So polite.
You are. And a forward thought leader and motivational speaker. I think you are going to change the face of what we see in technology right now. That's why I'm a big supporter, because I think that it's huge what you're doing, and I think that if more people knew who you were, we would really see your face absolutely everywhere.
I think it's coming. In the next couple of years, I think as we develop this new platform to let folks know about new opportunity, I think we'll get there. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I think... Roy, it is exciting to know that somebody has finally applied knowledge to the technology world and created or given a roadmap to how people can actually be successful. So in saying that, give us a little background on living life without fear.
So the first thing is, just through my experiences of people transitioning from different places in life, or people making bigger steps in their career, or people deciding to have a new career, the first thing that most people deal with is fear. And so just through my experiences, I decided to write a book that would give people real solutions around how to deal and manage with, your personal fear. So it helps you identify what the fear is, and it helps you utilize a couple therapies to actually get through and be a person that you really want to be. You want to live life without fear so that you can accomplish all your goals. And so that's what the book is truly about.
Wow. You are absolutely amazing. Let's see who's calling in. Rob, you go ahead and load the callers. Last time we had so many callers that we really couldn't take them all, and people were dropping off the line. So, listen, if you're calling in, stay online, and we will get to you. We will make sure that there's time. Okay, so without further ado, who is that we have on the line? Call, are you with us?
Oh, yes, hello?
Hi there, I think I know who that is. Hi there, Call, how are you?
I'm good.
Where are you calling from?
Birmingham.
Birmingham, and who do we have on the line?
This is Alicia Ruffin Brown.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Great hearing from you.
Good. I'm so
Alicia.
Glad.
Uh-huh. Alicia, are you a friend of the family?
No, with the last name Brown.
Yes. We like her. We'll claim her. Yes,
thank you. I'm actually hopefully getting ready to start the SharePoint boot camp, so I'm so excited, and I can't wait. And I'm really excited, so I definitely want to call in and support tonight.
Oh, appreciate that. Well, yeah, we'll
awesome.
Definitely be talking some about SharePoint as well. So.
Yep. That's the first piece.
Yeah, that's definitely the first piece.
That's the first piece to get what you want.
That's it. You
want to
talk some more about that, Cam?
Absolutely. You know, are you talking about the camp itself?
Yeah, just about the camp.
Man, the camp is crazy because the camp is the life changer. It's the game changer. You know, the first step to the camp, and that is SP Boot Camp, is you come into the camp, we get you prepared, we get you ready. We send you into the IT world without fear so that you can land the job that you want to land, you can get the pay that you want to make, and you can live the life you want to live. And so that's the gateway. That is the gateway for all of us.
That's it.
So, you know, I encourage anybody and everybody to look into technology opportunities, you know, especially SP Bootcamp. You know, one of the things that we focus on is Microsoft SharePoint, but we also have a focus in Office 365, Dynamic CRM, Dynamic ERP. So we have a lot of things to offer. And so you can always reach us at spbootcamp.com. You can send us an email, and we'll definitely get back with you and talk about the opportunities and kind of see, you know, kind of what fits your skill set and hopefully put you in a direction that allows you to be successful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Like Cameron said, it's all about you starting out with no fear, coming in with an open mind, willing and ready to learn. And we're definitely going to give you a lot of information, definitely just to get you prepared is the main thing. And so you're going to be A-okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't – first of all, they don't necessarily give out this information. And so we're going to help kind of close the gap with a lot of the red tape. And so – and that's just through our own experiences of actually being in technology and experiencing everything and kind of, you know, just kind of going through the ups and downs ourselves. And that's what kind of molded us and helped us put this together. You know, we wanted to just clear out all the crap so that you can kind of get straight to your goal. And so that's why we created the camp initially. And it always goes back to living life without fear, because that is the biggest problem. It's the biggest issue that everybody faces.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk more about that, Cam, because a lot of times people ask me, they're like, are you sure that I can do this? I don't have a technology background.
Oh, yes.
The first step is they have that fear of thinking that they can't do this. And so what we try to do is just make it, what's your favorite word?
Palatable.
Yeah. So
for everyone.
So here's the thing you should fear. You should fear staying the same.
Oh, right.
Why would you fear change? You should fear staying the same. If you're not happy with where you're at, why would you stay in the same place?
Right. Well, Alicia doesn't have that problem, so hey, we appreciate you, girl.
No, I'm so excited, and I am getting your book, because I've had some fears too. Just, I think sometimes you have a fear of being successful if you've been in a place, a stagnant place, for so long, and like you both said, just fearing that I can't do this, or what happens if I take that leap. And so I definitely feel like Cam's book will help me stay motivated, taking a new turn.
Listen, you're doing is freeing yourself. You know, you're freeing yourself from yourself. You know, a lot of times our success is totally based on the decision we make, the very next decision we make. And remember, success is only a series of good decisions.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So if you make a series of good decisions, you will accomplish anything that you want.
That's right.
Period. There's no there. That is the game. That is how you. That's how you become successful. Make good decisions. And if a good decision means continuing your education, putting yourself in a place where you're not always comfortable, then guess what? It's going to pay dividends. You've already done something that 90% of people are not willing to do. You took the step.
Preach.
You took the step.
Listen, we have another caller. Robin, go ahead and send the other caller in. Hey, caller, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, it's Shakira.
Hey, Shakira.
Hi, Shakira. How are you doing? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, I'm great. You're welcome. Thank you. I would like to say that Roy and his lovely wife, Monet, are my biggest fans.
Oh, woo-hoo. Thank you.
I have purchased your book, Living Life Without Fear, and it is totally awesome. And yes, it is totally awesome, and I've been going back through it, just reading over it as well, so I wouldn't miss anything. And a lot of times we do go through life, living a life of fear, not really wanting to try new things, and sometimes we get stuck in this box in a place, you know, you desire one thing. And it's nothing wrong with stepping outside of that box, and sometimes fear box you in. And so I, too, am excited about stepping out in something new. Technology has never really been my thing, but where I want to go in life and where this world is and is going to continue to grow is technology. So to me, the smart thing is to just jump in there, step outside of the box that I put myself in and the degree that I've gotten my, you know, that I got, going to school and just doing something different, which is not going to even cost me all that tuition money I got to pay back. So being able to jump in the game and I can make those dividends to pay it back. So
amen. And you know what? You have really made a great point.
Yes.
Because one thing about this, you know, the small amount that you're paying for what you're learning from us, you know, I actually had to get my bachelor's and master's to get the information that y'all are getting. And, you know, y'all are getting it for a fraction of the price. And I love the fact that you said it's not going to be a lot of big loans you got to pay back. I mean, who wants to sit up here and go through all of that, paying back $100,000 worth of loans just to get a $40,000 job? Nobody wants to do that.
It's ridiculous.
And so what we try to do is, you know, try to help people. And so, you know, to let you see that you don't necessarily have to go through those type of steps. I mean, you can get in this role, you know, within a matter of weeks, just learning this information. And so I really appreciate the fact that you're stepping out, trying something new, taking away that fear, getting outside the box. That's important as well. And so I think you're definitely on the right track.
So Robin just made a purchase of the book. She's excited. She's getting ready to read the book. Rob is like on air. Just please tell Mr. Roy C that I actually did go and purchase the book.
Oh, that's such a blessing. I'm so honored.
We're so appreciative.
Yes, I'm very honored.
Real time purchases on Cairo Queen Chase Technology. Call in.
Yeah.
So listen. Awesome. So we're people here now. We have college degrees, and we say, "Well, I had a college degree, and it didn't do nothing for me."
Yeah.
You know, and so now we hear people like Bill Gates and people like Mark Zuckerberg saying, well, the college degree is not even equivalent to what technology certifications can do at this point. So if you aren't paying attention, you can actually go to code.org. There's a video there where Mark Zuckerberg and – or look it up on YouTube. Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates, both the richest man in America, right, richest man in the world, are saying, you know, the college degree doesn't add up anymore. Plus, if you think about it, everybody has a college degree, and we're all kind of equivalent now. We're not having anything that stands out. Certifications give you actual mastery in one specific place. So if you're looking at, say, Microsoft or something like Epic or Cerner, right, these are specifications that help you get a job in a specific location. So with every office in the country operating on Microsoft SharePoint, well, at least, what, 80% of them? At least 80% of American offices operating on Microsoft SharePoint. Would it not behoove you to get into a space where you can actually be trained? Because I am. Get ready to. High five. I'm getting ready to. Get trained in the space of Microsoft SharePoint. You know, and these people are not only are they leading the pack in teaching, but they're also helping with the diversity and placement of careers. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when it comes to diversity, you know, technology is one of those places where it's actually a great equalizer. And so we know that it's an equalizer, but we want everybody else to know technology can kind of even the playing field economically. And so whether you're learning enterprise system, you're learning how to code, or you're learning something to support technology, that is the way to go. In the next 20 years, I would say probably 70% of jobs are going to be technology-based. And so if you don't get those skills now, you will be in a tight place later. And so that's why we really want to encourage, you know, diverse groups, underrepresented talent like women, you know, any other ethnic groups. We want to make sure that they have the same opportunity, they're exposed to the same information so that they can land these jobs and add value. Now, what's deeper than that piece is when you have diverse talent, you know, just mixed, just in the mix, it creates more synergy and creation around opportunities later. And so we need the input from everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, if the input only comes from one educational base, We're missing tons and tons of great ideas,
absolutely,
and new ways to innovate. And so
we want to bring diversity in technology to the forefront. It's so important, and there's a great opportunity right now because there's just not enough diversity in tech. So I push to encourage everybody.
And I want to jump in on that because we were just at an event recently where there was nothing but hiring managers, room full of hiring managers, hundreds of them. And their biggest issue was trying to find and locate diverse talent. They said, well, we just can't find any, as if we don't exist. And so they're saying they're searching, they're putting ads out there. And the problem is they are putting ads out there, but the verbiage that they're using, a lot of people – it just doesn't resonate. And so that's another thing that we do in our camp. We help you decipher what's actually in the job description so that you can actually apply for it. And you'll be amazed to see that a lot of the information is not even relevant or it's not what they actually want. And so we help you decipher what that actually is. Can you give an example such as like a UX designer?
Yeah, I'll definitely answer that.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah, so when we talk about technology itself, just like Jamila said, there's a huge, huge communication gap. And the problem is, so you have a group of technologists, hiring managers, that actually know what they're doing. And so they're looking for certain talent. And so what happens is you have the rest of the pack actually copy the 10 to 20% that actually know what's happening. And so they use the same verbiage. And when you're trying to find that person, as a human, you're not able to read between the lines because you don't know technology. The people that are trying to find you are not necessarily technical people. They're people that are using searches based on keywords. And so our goal is, number one, to make you understand what those keywords are, helping you read through the all the red tape of those keywords so that you can decipher it and communicate clearly with hiring managers so you can kind of close the gap inside of communication. On the hiring manager side, their problem is when they stick these job recs out, they're missing opportunities with people that didn't go to some kind of traditional education. And so now we know technology training is not even a part of traditional education. There's no college where you can get SharePoint training, dynamic ERP training, CRM training. It does not exist. Right now you can go and look. Even at Georgia Tech right now, they're hiring for collaboration managers. They're hiring for SharePoint people. They're hiring for Office 365 at a technology school at Georgia Tech, the most technical public school in Georgia. So if that's not the proof, I don't know what to tell you. But the problem is communication. One great example is when they say UI designer, that's just a website builder. That's somebody who builds the front end of a website. It's not even that serious. But because they coined the term incorrectly.
So basically, if you can build a splash page.
Right. You're a UX designer.
Wow.
They pay you a lot of money to do that.
They get paid. You get paid for a title, things that people are doing like $100 a page for.
Yep.
Right.
Pow.
Yeah.
So, see, this is why we have to keep putting these messages out because, and here's what I know personally from working in the tech office. Technology is an industry that is full of jargon. Jargon that it just changes probably by the week. You know, so you are consistently having to learn a new language, a new dialect, and then people who are in that pocket, they know it because they're communicating it to each other. It's kind of like the hip-hop industry, and I think about that a lot. Slang terms change all the time, and so when you get to be like 40, 45, and 25-year-olds don't, they'll start saying stuff like, on fleek, and we're all giggling like, what is an on fleek? You know, the same thing happens with tech jargon. So if you start to say, you know, a UX, when we were talking about a graphics designer or a web designer before, and you're not in that pocket, you just haven't kept up with the language. So you're trying to create a resume that says, oh, well, here's what I do, but you had schooling in this 20 years ago. You say, oh, I was a web designer 20 years ago. But you got a whole generation of people who now come up and say, that's not what we call it no more. Where you been?
Yeah.
You know?
The biggest thing now is that technology changes dramatically every 2 years. So things that were relevant, say, 3 or 4 years ago are not even relevant now in a lot of ways. I mean, there are some systems that still are, but they have been updated. They're on another version, just like your phone updates to a different version. You know,
every month.
Yeah, every month, you know, this software updates to another version. And so, you know, we're there to support that because we stay – we stay updated, and so we can share that information and educate people about the updates and show you how to step in and add value immediately with the version that is that they're working with.
Right, and I just want to jump in on this because, you know, we keep saying technology. A lot of people get scared about the word technology. I just want you to know what we train is basically a collaboration tool that allows you to communicate with your team. That's really all it is. If you can upload a document to a library, if you can add permission to a group or to a site or a page, that's really all we're saying to do. We're not saying go and code an app. We're not saying that you have to build a site or anything like that from scratch. There's nothing like that. It's just a push of a button.
Yeah.
And so this is what we teach you. And so you don't have to worry about being scared. We're going to hold your hand. We're going to say, hey, this is what you do. This is where you go. And, I mean, we have videos. We have training materials. We have everything that you need. Plus, you have access to us that you can ask us a question at any point up until the point where you get your job. So we make it very comfortable for you.
Yeah.
So, like, this is Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology. I'm Cairo Queen. We are here with Roy C. Harrison, his lovely wife, Mila Monet. If you want to call in, your number to call in for this show to speak to somebody is 347-633-9769. Robin said, can I please attend the boot camp too? 347-633-9769. And again, if you're somebody in the age of 45 plus, you're looking for a way to get involved in the tech community, if you're not really sure, if maybe you know you don't even have a college degree, this is something where you can fit in. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
This is something where if you have gone in a space where you're just hunting, and maybe you do have a college degree, and maybe your college degree didn't do anything for you, and you kind of resent having it because you spent 4 years on a college degree and $40,000 or $300,000, and it didn't do anything, and maybe you're still in debt from your college degree. This is a patch. It's the remedy. Trust me. Technology is never ending. So this is something, a place where you can get in and you can get started, or you can get in and move forward. You can get in. And, yeah, because, like, how many other Microsoft things are there that people, or softwares are there that people can get involved with
There's at least six or seven other major ones.
Yes.
You know, but this is the gateway. This is probably one of the easiest ways to kind of get in and learn these basics. And there's enough job to support it after the training.
Right.
That's the whole thing. Like, there's some easy software out there, but there's not enough high-paying jobs to support it.
Right.
And so we're in a space where, you know, the things you're going to learn are not even that technical, but they do, but the companies value that knowledge.
I will say this, too. There's also another role that we get you prepped for. There's a role as an analyst. And so there's a lot of jobs out here as an analyst where basically all you have to do is work with the business unit to see what they want and then pass over those requirements to the technical team. So you don't necessarily have to even touch the technology. You just go and gather the requirements. And so that's what we also get you prepped for.
What would you say somebody gets paid in that? What type of range are they getting paid to do that?
Normally, I would say $75,000 plus. I mean, that's
$75,000 plus.
Oh, yeah.
That's average. It goes higher.
It goes way higher, yeah.
Where do people contact you to go look this, like, to go get in touch with you for job placement? I know it's, like, three people that I've been telling you about that are looking for jobs. Is this something that an engineer could step back and do just to get in the door? Or is this something that somebody who, you know, might be a waitress could step up and try
because
to jump
your,
into?
Your background on that.
Your background has nothing to do with
this. I love that.
It's about moving forward, not about where you've been.
Well, let's think about this. You see all the coding camps pop up. The reason coding camps pop up is because they just want somebody to learn how to code. They don't care about your background. Once you learn it, you know it. You can come in and add value, and we give you the same type of skill to go in and add value.
Just to give you an idea, we've had people from all type of backgrounds. We've had hairdressers. We've had people that have been artists, lawyers, you name it. I mean, customer service, salespeople. It doesn't matter your background. There's one lady, she's been out of work for 5 years plus, and she's an older lady, and she just recently landed a role in New York.
Oh, wow.
You know, 85,000 plus, you know, and she was just like, wow, there's no way I could have got back into the space if I would not have taken your camp. So,
it's really that serious. And understand that you know, this is such a small investment.
Right.
You know, we gotta change our mindset. You know, if anybody would have told me, you know, 15, 20 years ago that I could spend, you know, $3,500 and I'll make $100,000 for the rest of my life, or even $85,000, or even $60,000, without being in any further debt, compared to going to college and spending $40,000, man, that's a game changer, because now you're making money without debt. That means you can solidify your life 20 times faster. That means your kids will have money for school. That means you can have two places instead of one. That means you can have three cars instead of two. That means you can have more money in the bank. This is a real investment in self.
Right.
That's what it's about.
That means you can pack away for that retirement plan.
Yeah, you don't want to be 55 with $2,000 in the bank.
Ooh.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Let's not be there. So that's why I encourage everybody to take action now. Do something. Because here's the thing. Guess what? You can always go back and do what you've been doing.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to take that away from you. Whatever you're already doing, you can always go back and do that.
That's true.
So what do you have to lose? Why wouldn't you take a chance on yourself?
I agree.
Man.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm in the hallelujah space. Listen. If you are not listening right now, you are doing yourself a disservice. I have to say that. If you're listening in the replay, let's say you're listening 2 weeks from now, this is something that is not going to change. This is not changing because it has not changed. Consistently, I have been telling you this now for 4 years. When I started telling people, we hadn't even started talking about the NSA yet. We had a president in office who had just introduced robotics as a platform and a STEM program to the United States. We have now gotten in this space where the U.S. government has been allegedly hacked by Russia. We talked about cybersecurity. We have talked about how we can get tech jobs and who's hiring. We've had people come on from Ronstadt and talk to us. Then tell us, hey, the only place you ever need to look for a job is in the tech space. We have done this now for I don't know how many years, and we have had these two people on from the time that they were just dating to now being a couple, and so that they're married and are taking trips around the world, and we watched them go from already high performance to collaborating now and bringing this together in a space where they're taking trips around the world and telling the world about what they're doing, okay?
Right.
When I talk about what a great story, a love story indeed, who else better to talk about Valentine's Day? Can we talk about love for a minute?
Oh, yeah,
let's talk about love just for a minute.
All right.
Did you find out you loved her because of how awesome it was to have a technology relationship?
No.
Did you fall in love over zeros and ones? Was it?
Absolutely not.
So what was it then, sir?
It was hard. You gotta have the right heart. That's all it was. You gotta have the right heart. You gotta have somebody who is of like mind. You know, and you know, just through my own personal experiences, it has to align with what, you know, for my God, it had to align with that for it to be right. And so once I realized that it wasn't about my plan, it was about God's plan, then things kind of fell in place.
Right,
and so then it's just really about being obedient. And obedience is the most important thing, period. If you're willing to be obedient, you can have whatever you want at the end of the day. And so obedience is more important than sacrifice. And so, you know, once I realized that I needed to be obedient and not operate out of self, then that's when everything came together. And it was a beautiful thing. And, I mean, we're here now. We've been able to grow together, be together, build together. And, you know, we're just kind of getting started. So.
And the main thing is we actually like each other.
Yeah,
you know, some people, they just get married, oh, I love him. I love him, but I like him, too. I think that's very much important as well.
Friendship is the most important piece. You know, I think we have to kind of get out of the whole, you know, feeling butterflies and that whole piece, because that's giving you their best representative. They're not giving you the truth. Nobody is in the beginning, you know, because they want to show you who they are by their best actions, not by their worst. And so if you start making life-altering decisions based on somebody showing you the best pieces of themselves, you've did yourself a huge disservice. And so I encourage everybody to give it time, give it at least 4 seasons, you know, and be honest with yourself. If you're not happy, then get out. If you're not happy in the situation, because you're not, look, if you're in a relationship, first and foremost, and you're not happy, why? Why would you do that to yourself? Now you're blocking your opportunity. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when God brings you together, there are no issues that you can't get through.
There you go.
You know, there are issues, but they're not serious. They're never serious. They're like, okay, you know.
Long suffering.
Yeah, make sure you wash them dishes. Okay. You know what I mean? It's not that serious. So I just want to encourage everybody, first and foremost, when you're trying to find that right person, man, just make sure y'all on the same page. And y'all friends, because you're less likely to disrespect your friend.
Hashtag I love us. That's what I saw on Instagram today, and I was like, that is so cute. Guess who it was? You guys. It was a big picture. Were you in Milan or in New York? And you got it, you look so pretty in your picture too. I was like, oh, she was so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
But you did. You look pretty. Y'all understand? She's a Barbie doll. Like, she probably should be a model, oh, but she's goodness. A genius. So we like her in the genius space.
I'm older now, so hey.
It's all good. I got the best of both worlds.
Oh boy.
Shut it down. Okay, so hashtag I love us. And listen, you said something earlier, and I kind of wanted you to reiterate it, Roy. We wanted to get in the space where you said something about success, and it was a success. I wanted to write it down on Facebook.
Success is only a series of good decisions.
Success is only a series of good decisions.
Yes.
Okay, that's going to be my post. And I'm going to quote you on that.
Yeah,
so I might even make that into a sign
quote?
On Instagram.
Fear is the enemy of success.
Yeah, fear is the enemy of success.
There you go.
Period. Yeah, that's a real thing. I mean, if you know, what do you have to lose is my question. I challenge anybody, what do you have to lose? Because the only person you're fighting is yourself. Can't get a six-pack if you don't go to the gym.
You can wish for it.
Yeah, you can wish for it. You can read about it. You can talk about it, you know. But it's not going to happen until you get in the gym and do the work. And eat right and get in the kitchen.
Well, today we are making life-changing decisions. Today we're going to stop talking about it. We're going to be about it.
That's it.
We're not just going to talk and advertise anymore. We're going to be the representative.
So why do you think people take so long to make decisions?
Fear.
Fear is the biggest
thing. Absolutely. And I think fear causes confusion, and confusion is not your friend.
It's your enemy.
It is your enemy. So you have,
yes,
you have to debate things. You're not clear.
And confusion is not of God.
God is not the author of confusion.
Now, I want to say something that Alicia said earlier on the call. She said that, you know, her biggest thing was she feared success.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can relate to that. I can definitely relate to that because in the beginning, I feared success. I had every opportunity come to me. I had so many companies trying to throw money at me, millions of dollars at the time, by the way. And I got afraid at the time. I was just startled. But I was like, okay. What's my friends going to think? What are my family going to think? You know, are people going to really like me for me? I mean, I was just, so many thoughts were going through my head. I was just afraid. Am I going to be by myself? Because they would always say, oh, well, you're going to be like Oprah, you know, not married. You know. And I was just like, I don't want that. You know, if that's what it is, then I don't want all of that. But now I realize you can have all of that with your mate. And I think that's what makes it so great now. So I'm happy about this.
This is so beautiful. We're getting relationship counseling, job and career placement, and we're getting information about the book. Well, let's get to the book again.
So,
Living Life Without Fear. We got about 15 minutes left in the show.
Sure.
Where do we get the web? Where do we go to purchase the book, first of all?
So there's two places. So you can go to livemotivatedtoday.com. You can order your book there. You know, that's the autographed book. And now the book is also available on Amazon.com.
So wait, livemotivatedtoday.com.
Yep.
livemotivatedtoday.com.
Yep.
So everybody who's listening, if you're listening now, if you're listening in the replay, go to livemotivatedtoday.com. Read the bio. We didn't get to your bio. Read the bio on Roy C. Harrison. It's a great piece of information there. And just, I mean, fabulous quotes. So the second place is?
Amazon.com.
You can go and get Living Life. Without Fear. So, what is the opposite of fear?
No fear.
If you were to give someone like a 12-step program or four steps, how do you get away from fear?
So, it's all in the book. I don't want to give it all away, but it is all in the book. How to manage it, how to give it. So I have a couple therapies, and you know, one of those therapies is actually writing down your fears. You know, writing down those actual fears and looking at them and internalizing it and seeing, okay, where did this fear come from? You know, because some people have rational fears, some people have irrational fears, and so if rational meaning, you know, if you're a kid, right, and you know, you're walking down the street and a dog gets loose and maybe the dog bites you. And then as an adult, you know, you're really afraid of dogs because as a child, you know, you got bit by a dog. That's legit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then you have the irrational fears. You have the same situation. The dog actually just scared you, but it never happened. But then you fear the dog like it is. And you fear any dog. And even if it's a puppy, you're like, oh, I'm scared of the puppy. Why? Because you made a conscious decision to say to yourself, dogs are bad, even though a dog has never even done anything to you. And so the whole goal is to identify why you are having that fear and then making a clear decision to say, okay, well, that's not even rational. You know, it's not even rational at all. So let me start to, you know, either play with dogs, at least put myself in a position so I can conquer that fear. But you have to operate in the mindset of wanting to accomplish, you know, wanting to overcome whatever you fear. This is not something that you can kind of take on without thinking. And this has to be a conscious effort to attack whatever you fear, whatever you feel uncomfortable with, whether it's speaking, whether it's, you know, getting in training, whether it's, you know, getting in shape. The first step is, you know, walking. If you want to get in shape, you know, maybe you're not ready to go to the gym with all the weightlifters and all the women walking around that are super fit and all the men that are bodybuilders. Maybe the first step is walking out your door and walking about 3-4 miles a couple times a week, first step, until you know that you are getting your wind up, you're starting to feel like you are accomplishing something, and then you can step into the gym and feel okay and feel more confident. And then you're able to get in there, you're able to grow. And then once you get in there and you start to build those relationships, you're going to see that, hey, I could have just came to the gym to begin with. Everybody has to start somewhere. And so we have to understand whether our fear is rational or irrational and make some real decisions around taking action to alleviate yourself from dealing with that particular fear. And it goes into great detail in the book.
Now, I just want to say something on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to still have fear and execute at the same time?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So the thing about fear is, you know, as you're going through your fear, it's not like you're not going to be scared. But the thing that you have to know deep down is that you have to accomplish your goal. Accomplishing your goal has to be more important than your fear.
There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll just admit, I mean, I used to be so afraid of getting on airplanes. Now, of course, like Tara mentioned, I travel the world all the time. I'm in so many planes. I'm taking probably hundreds of flights. That does not mean that if it gets rocky or bumpy up there, then I'm not going to experience some type of fear at the time. But guess what? I know I want to get to a destination quick, so I just deal with it.
Yeah.
So, I still deal with it.
So basically, what is that? Theory of relativity in the body?
You had to be rational about that.
Rational, there you go.
Yeah, you had to be rational about the experience because, you know, yeah, it's been a little bumpy, but then you have to ask yourself to put it in perspective, how many car accidents have I been in?
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably more likely to be in a car accident than a plane accident.
Yeah.
you can die doing anything.
So you have to. I mean, that might not be the best example, but it's about rationalizing whatever the situation is, so that you can deal with it.
But it'll never stop me from getting on the plane. Right. I'm still gonna get on there, whether I'm scared, shaking the whole time. It doesn't matter. I'm still gonna get on there.
That's a great point.
You're gonna push.
Yeah, I just push through it. Yeah. Same thing with public speaking. I mean, I used to be so afraid to get up and speak in front of everyone, but guess what? Something I'm trying to get across, I'm going to get up and do it.
Because, I mean, I know people today, right now, that will not take a flight.
Right. I know people like that.
They will not take a flight, you know, and never even been on a plane. They just say, I'm not going to do that.
So Roy says, a body that is in motion shall remain in motion unless acted upon by an outside force. So basically, like the Bible says, signs follow you. So if you move, then things move with you, correct?
Yes.
So, see, he's like a full technology alchemist. I'm telling you. Y'all don't even understand.
Get the book.
Living Life Without Fear.
Change your mind, change your life.
And what was the statement that you make after the title about technology? Changing your life through technology. Well, I didn't. Let me get the book out. Hold on.
Where you get that quote, girl?
Fear is the enemy of success. That's one.
Yeah.
It was the coin phrase on the bottom of search. Coin phrase on the. Keep talking. Dead air. Okay.
How long do we have now?
We got about 9 minutes left.
Okay.
So, spbootcamp.com, that's SharePoint, spbootcamp.com is where you can go sign up today to get in this February 20 class. If you are listening anywhere in the world, you can take this class, right?
Yep.
That's correct.
Anywhere in the world, you can take this class because they will give you the digital version of the class. I'm going to go sit in the office with them. Get the digital version of this class. Get online, get hooked up, get prepared for your future, change your tomorrow starting today.
Don't waste your tax money either.
Invest
in yourself.
Don't buy rims. Because rims will not give you a return on investment.
Your biggest investment is yourself.
That's it.
Yourself. Each year, you are your best investment always. As long as you invest in yourself, you're going to be where you want to be.
And regardless, you should always continue to strive with learning. I mean, that's a never-ending cycle. You should always be in the mindset of learning something new. And so, just a perfect way to do it.
Is there a way to use SharePoint for, like, project management?
Oh, absolutely.
I just thought about that. I was just having this conversation with someone last night. So, get in the space of loving yourself. Loving yourself enough to invest in yourself, if you have the ability to invest in yourself, if you don't, finding the way to contribute to yourself so that you can grow yourself. Doing this is a show of love. Loving yourself means you love yourself enough to thank your creator for being who you are and maximizing the time that you have on this planet to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Show off.
Leave a legacy. I mean, why not go hard? Think about that. Why wouldn't you go hard? We only get one shot at this. Why would you live a life you don't want to live? It just isn't logically. Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you punish yourself living a life you don't like? At the very least, try. You have nothing to lose. You know, and that's the biggest piece to all of this, is to take action.
He needs a documentary now. He's on a book next to the documentary. I can see the black and white film. Living Life Without Fear and those side quotes. You see those side quotes.
Success. Yeah, I mean, the book is How to Conquer Your Fears by Using Simple Techniques to Live the Life You Desire.
Yes.
That's all it is. I mean, the book, I made the book so it was really simplistic in understanding, because I didn't want you to be like, oh, man, I don't even get this. You know what I mean? I didn't want it to be so far, over anybody's head. So I wanted to make it where everybody could understand it, and something that you can refer back to. It's one of those books you're going to keep in your car, you're going to keep in your back pocket, you're going to keep in your computer bag.
And it's art.
And it's the art is ridiculous, you know. And
wow,
special,
it's beautiful too.
Special thanks to my publisher. Oh my gosh, she's amazing. My wife.
Aww.
Yeah, she does everything. She does everything. So, I mean, she makes things happen. And so, of course, we're self-published. And so, everything that you see, this is us.
Okay.
You know, we put everything together ourselves, from the book, the art, everything. And so, it was meant to inspire. After you have reached all of your you know, after you've conquered all your fears, you can leave it on your coffee table as art. So it's multifunctional. So just remember that. And, you know, I just want to thank everybody who has supported me. We got so many new things coming, you know, over the next couple months. And Jamila's book is next. It's going to be crazy. So get ready for that. And so our goal is to change as many lives as possible, as impact as many lives as possible. You know, this is our ministry. We want to help. We want to encourage people. We want to show people that, you know, they can get more. They can, you know, exceed their own expectations. That's the biggest thing. Once you exceed your first level of your own expectations, then you have the confidence to do whatever. And so one quick little story. I heard a guy speaking probably 3 weeks ago. And I know a lot of people can probably relate to this. When you get a brand new car or you get a new car, it's really funny how when you get that new car, you start seeing that same car everywhere. I mean, where did that come from? You know, now everybody has a Camry. Now everybody has a Suburban. Well, that's because you have reached a goal, and now you're conscious on a different level. And so the same thing happens with money. Once you start to make more money, you start to see more opportunities to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And so your eyes will open. And so to get there, you have to face your fears.
Mm.
And, you know, use the therapies in the book to face those fears. Let's go to battle. You're battling for yourself. This is not for me. It's not for Jamila. It's for yourself.
That's right.
And so I want everybody, just look yourself in the mirror and ask, what are you willing to do to get what you want?
The technology alchemist, forget a mogul, he is transforming you with the elixir of life. How do you become the thing that you want? You remember the alchemist? Everybody remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Become the thing that you want to possess. You ask it permission. Get in its space and transform. Woo!
Yeah, there you go.
I love it. He is dropping jewels. Y'all need to understand. I'm over here about to get the Holy Ghost. I know we got like 3 minutes left. I thank you so much. To our sound engineer, Robin Howard, who is the best ever. I know she got to get to her Valentine's with
thank
her
you,
fiance.
Robin. Thank you, Robin. Thank you.
Shout
for the love.
Out to y'all.
Shout out to the realest engineer of all time.
The realest. Thank you. So, listen, y'all, next week we're going to get into the journey of a tech entrepreneur and trying to find investment money with Steve Brown, who's going to tell us about the trips of going back and forth with investors and his platform and how he's expanding out. He's going to give us a little information on that. Then we got some more people. We got Talisha Shine coming up. We have some other people, some women in technology with some inventions that they have coming up pretty soon. Over the next course of the next 5 weeks, we're going to be like really trying to give some exposure to people and taking the show to another level. We got some new stuff coming up. We'll talk to you next week. I'm Cairo Queen. Signing off. I'm actually going to be early. It never happens. Thank you. Every time you guys come on, I'm earlier. There's something about organization. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Organize people, infuse organization. So we're getting off the air a little bit early. I know we got like 30 seconds left. So we want to let Computer Love ride all the way out, because that's like one of my favorite songs. I hadn't heard it in so long. It just kind of like made my day. Happy Valentine's Day to you guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Computer Love.